Conversation number 38-90, portion of a telephone conversation between the President and Ronald L. Ziegler. This portion was recorded on April 17, 1973, between 6:19 and 6:21 p.m.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Been busy?
Yes, sir.
How'd it go?
Fine.
Did you get Dean?
Yes, I did, and outlined the position to him, and he sounded fine and asked that a copy of the statement be sent over to him, and I did.
All right.
I told him that the position I was going to take, and he did in the briefing, in my discussions with the press out there, which I had to go through.
Sure.
That since the 21st of March, as the President's statement indicates, he conducted a personal investigation, and to Henry Peterson,
not since the 21st.
Later.
That's right.
That the President, during this period, did not any one man within the White House, as the man in charge, although during that period he had intensive discussions with White House staff members and asked them to do various things for him. The way I cast it was that there was no one specifically in charge, in fairness to all.
That's right.
And then I was pressed quite heavily statements that we had made previously, specifically the statement that I made on March the 26th in Florida, said that the accusation that Dean had lied to the FBI, I was incorrect, that I had confidence in him, and that he had no prior knowledge. I said, not focus any comment today on any individual, fairness to the individual.
Either way.
That's right. But I said, any comment that we made to today or prior to the March 21st period was based upon the information that the White House had available to it at that time.
That's good.
Then they got into a lot of nitpicking. Well, you said that the President started his investigation on the 21st. You made the comment on the 26th. I said, that question is ridiculous in itself, because that suggests that all of the information that the President based his statement on today, he had on March the 21st.
Oh, I had it on Sunday. That's right.
So then we worked around that.
Right.
I supported the comments regarding Dean on that basis. In short, the posture that I projected today, I would not focus your statement on any individual or any location in the government, in fairness, and that you had conducted the intensive investigation and met with Peterson.
Now, I suppose you'll get a question about whether I've talked to Mitchell.
I said no. I said that Mitchell was here. He met.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Mitchell. But there was a time. During this period from the 21st on, did we talk to Mitchell?
Well, I was asked that, and I said, I'm not going to indicate to you, I
good.
Cannot indicate to you, the step-by-step, the individuals that the President talked to.
That's right.
I said, it wouldn't be appropriate for me to do
that's
that.
Right.
I cannot do that.
Very good. Good answer.
You know, and good.
All right, Ron.
Did that. Okay,
good
sir.
Thank
good.
You.
Right.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-90.